This is Leo Baybue for KTWH, and we have our COVID-19 vaccination progress report from our Lake County public health nurse, Sarah Preston. As of February 10th, 2021, more than 14% of county residents have received at least their first dose of vaccine. Many second doses have also been administered. And many Lakeview Hospital and Clinic employees and most of the Phase 1A recipients have been given their second dose, or will have by the end of the day today. Public Health's pop-up clinics with those 65 and older are going quite well. Sarah reports that with all things COVID-related, the registration process has been challenging, and they are continuing to adjust that process with each registration event using what they're learning from internal experience and also from feedback from community members. It's not as seamless as they'd like yet, but they are striving to offer vaccine in the most equitable way possible. The county staff realizes it's been a frustrating experience sometimes, and they're grateful for how understanding most people have been with the systems that they have in place. The local pop-up clinics are going quite well. The county staff has been able to vaccinate about 25 people per hour, and this week they will administer 500 doses. They are holding their first clinic in Silver Bay this week and are excited to try out a new venue and to offer vaccine in the northern half of the county, and this is the really fun part of the work as they get to meet community members and experience the relief that those folks feel at getting their COVID vaccinations underway. The facility at Lakeview is ideal for the vaccination campaign, and the county staff is grateful every day for the incredible partnership between public health and Lakeview Hospital and Clinic. Not all counties have the benefit of such a strong working relationship. That relationship has been a key thing in making this work so well, with daily brief meetings to address incoming vaccine allocations, as well as a longer weekly meeting to review the processes and initiate improvements. This week, Lakeview and the Public Health Department receive Moderna vaccine exclusively. They've been charged by Minnesota Department of Health to get 90% of the allocated vaccine into arms within 72 hours, and they plan to deliver 100% of the vaccine that each facility receives within that time frame. Second dose scheduling is entirely dependent on vaccine availability, and thus far the partners have received second dose allocations in time to give those second doses in either 21 days for the Pfizer vaccine or 28 days for the Moderna. The registration process for second doses is somewhat smoother. It will be an additional challenge to meld first and second dose clinic planning as the number of second doses needing to be administered grows. Public health nurse Sarah Preston understands that Johnson & Johnson is likely to submit their COVID vaccine to FDA for emergency use authorization in early March, and this will really increase vaccine availability. In addition, Pfizer is hoping to cut their vaccine production time in half, and that could make a huge difference in vaccine availability as well. As they have for many months, Lake County Public Health reminds and encourages residents to continue those tried and true public health measures that are helping to bring case numbers, hospitalizations, and the fatality rate of COVID-19 down. Wear your masks, keep your distance, avoid large crowds, and wash your hands frequently. I'd like to offer my thanks for the detailed input for this week's report to Sarah Preston, Lake County Public Health Nurse, and we're looking forward to speaking with Sarah next week on KTWH about the progress made towards vaccinating the population locally. So for now, that's the vaccine report. This is Leo Baybue for KTWH. Everybody.